Random House Audio presents The Caves of Steel by Isaac Asimov. Read for you by William Dufries.
Chapter 1. Conversation with a Commissioner. Lige Bailey had just reached his desk when he became aware of R. Sammy watching him expectantly. The dour lines of his long face hardened. "What do you want?"
"The boss wants you, Lige, right away, soon as you come in."
"All right." R. Sammy stood there blankly. Bailey said, "I said all right, go away." R. Sammy turned on his heel and left to go about his duties. Bailey wondered irritably why those same duties couldn't be done by a man. He paused to examine the contents of his tobacco pouch and made a mental calculation. At 2 pipefuls a day, he could stretch it to next quota day. Then he stepped out from behind his railing. He had raided a railed corner 2 years ago and walked the length of the common room. Simpson looked up from a murk pool file as he passed.
"Boss wants you, Lige."
"I know. R. Sammy told me." A closely coated tape reeled out of the murk pool's vitals as the small instrument searched and analyzed its memory for the desired information stored in the tiny vibration patterns of the gleaming mercury surface within.
"I'd kick R. Sammy's behind if I weren't afraid I'd break a leg," said Simpson. "I saw Vince Barrett the other day."
"Oh?"
"He was looking for his job back, or any job in the department. The poor kid's desperate, but what could I tell him? R. Sammy's doing his job, and that's all. The kid has to work a delivery tread on the yeast farms now. He was a bright boy, too. Everyone liked him."
Bailey shrugged and...